Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for March 5th, 2010. My name is Martin Drummond, and I want to talk with you today about the topic, avoiding the electron syndrome. I wish we humans were less like electrons. You remember, of course, from high school science class that an electron's distinguishing characteristic is that it always takes the path of least resistance. Easier is better, according to what I call the electron syndrome. Now, it doesn't take a social scientist to see this syndrome demonstrated in vast numbers of humans, even among believers. This is not a new condition for people who wear the mantle of faith. You fight it sometimes just as I fight it. It seems a part of our nature leans toward the easier path, even when it's not the faithful path. We sometimes are playing, when instead we should be praying. We sometimes look to take from others, when instead we should be looking to give to others. We sometimes excuse our sinfulness, when instead we should be excusing ourselves from sinful situations. Like I said, we should be less like electrons looking for the easy way out. This need came to mind while I was reading this morning from Mark 12. A religious leader among the Jews came to Jesus and asked, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" Now, there was much more behind this question than a simple search for information. I mean, why in the world would this man want a ranking of mandatory behaviors ordained by God? The question is illogical. All the commandments are essential. But we humans, we're always looking for the easier way out. And if we think we can get by with just keeping some of God's commandments, then what does that say about our view of God's authority? Remember that faith in God is not based on a menu. Check this box of tithing. Don't check that box of forgiving. Check this box of not looking at porn. Don't check that box of not holding a grudge. Thankfully, Jesus is such a good and patient teacher who sees what we need, not just what we deserve. He didn't blast this man for asking a hidden agenda question. Instead, he responded in a way that compensated for the flawed question. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. Notice that Jesus didn't point to one of the Ten Commandments, as perhaps the religious leader was expecting. Instead, Jesus combined all the teachings of Jehovah into one charge to obedience. Basically, he said the greatest commandment is this: live every part of your life to serve God. Notice that Jesus didn't mention the word except. There was no room for the electron syndrome. We're to serve God with all of our emotions. We're to serve God with all of our convictions. We're to serve God with all of our intuitions. And we're to serve Him with all of our actions. All our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength. It's true that our carnal side is drawn to doing less for God and more for ourselves. We're lured by the lie that some for faith is good enough for the God who gave His all for us. Lured just as Cain was. Please, dear friend, don't have an electron faith that thinks some faith shown to God is good enough. Instead, be like Abel, who gave his best and was blessed with the peace of God and is still enjoying that peace now unto forever. As always, I love you, Martin.